$15 Blazer matzah in the Yetzel Yedei Chodesim. Which kind of matzah we cannot be mekayim there? With which kind of matzah we couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of Be'alach Techo matzah? In Yetzel, Lei Bipas Subin, Lei Bipas Nursan. Now, Subin and Nursan, both them, had reference to the imperfect part of the brain. In English, both are included in the term brain, B-R-A-N. But in Gemara, so Subin has reference, according to most Posky, Subin has reference to the husk of the seed of wheat of grain, the husk, the outside thing. And Mirsan has reference to the skin, the inner klipe, the skin, the thin klipe on the seed of grain. When we say grain, B-R-A-N in English, it includes both the husk and the skin. There are some Poskim who say just the reverse, that Tzubin has reference to the skin, the inner thin klipa, and Mirsan has reference to the outside klipa, the husk. Doesn't make any difference. But Subin and Mirsan are both included in the bread. Now, whole wheat flour, so has the Subin and the Mirsan in it. Non-whole wheat flour, so the Subin and the Mirsan are taken out. So Yetzin will be pass Subin, the Eloi be pass Mirsan. So of course, one could be in Kayim the mitzvah of Derech Techo Matzah is with whole wheat matzah too. So, in other words, if it is baked, lishmo, it is matzah's mitzvah, so why couldn't it be in Kayim the mitzvah with whole wheat? As a matter of fact, like ordinarily, every shmura matzah, whether hand matzah or machine matzah, is also whole wheat matzah. I mean, it's not called as such, but it is. In tzias, it is a whole wheat matzah. But suppose he takes out the bran from the wheat, and he just uses the bran exclusively, nothing else, only the impure, the imperfect part of the brain is using, and nothing else, and then he makes a flour out of the brain, exclusively out of the brain, and he makes matzah from it. So then he's not the kind of mitzvah of matzah, because he doesn't even have the shem lecha. I mean, the brain is used for ma'achal behemah, but for Michael Adam, it's not all, I mean, exclusively. Together with the flour, I mean, so that's all right, then it's whole wheat flour. But exclusively of them, it does not have a shemrach. In Yeltsin, Lady Pasubi, the Lady Pas Mirson. Avo Yeshua, so he saw the Subi, the Mirson Shabbat, but he can make a mix of the flour with all the bran in it. Now it's like whole wheat flour. And he can mekayim the mitzvah. The yetzibo. The yetzibo. So on the contrary, if it has the bran in it, so it looks more like lachamayini. After all, the Torah calls matzah lachamayini. But one could argue, perhaps, you have to be dagdish, not to take out the bran from the flour of matzah's mitzvah. Because if you do take out the bran, so then it's maybe it's matzah shiur, it's not lachameini. So the halacha is no. The yetzin, the matzah, miseres, nikiya b'yeser. Even if it's nikiya b'yeser, that has no impurities and no imperfect flour. So fine flour So it's also, it's not mufke of Lachanoni just because the brand was completely separated from it. Yetzi b'matzah miseres nikia b'yeseya ve'en le'in ve'en le'in ze Lachanoni ותהי לחתכה לעסיס המצו רחוב היסע מדי ותהי שיין לעסיס המצו רחוב היסע מדי והבקה השישה נראה, it's not, they gave me some homets but it's not a proper thing to make you very thick matzo. I mean, the only Jews who did use thick, who did bring for Pesach thick matzos are the Yemenite Jews. They probably had the heta, but according to the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, so it's osa, and that's based upon the Gemara. I don't know what the heta of the Yemenite Jews, they bake matzahs, you know, that it's as thick as the world sometimes, the Yemenite Jews. They probably got the heta, but it's osa for us to bread. Isas HaKlobi, these man sh'arein eichu minono yeitzimber, ואילב אין יצים בו שאין זה משומרס שאין זה משומרס לשם מצו כך אין דיפר הרמב״ם אבל יש לי נתן משום שמקור לכם כל זמן שנוראים אין יכולים ממנו In other words, this is a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah in Chale. That this is a clothing, this man shall very melechon in memory is Yetzimbo. We love a Yetzimbo. But, so, if there are more mentions, Kachem Diva Rambam, Aver Yei Shem Rinatam, Mishum Shem Kor Lechem, Kolz Man Shem Arei Lechem, and Allah Yeze Machlekes Rashem, as to the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Isa Saklovim, an Isa that is made for the clothing, for the dogs. But sometimes the shepherds also eat the same, from the same Isa. So the Mishnah says, this man sharing, even though it was made primarily for the dogs, but the shepherds also eat of the same Isa, so it is a Shemlechem, it's high the chale, it's high the selchem, and it can be the kind of mitzvah of the alatech omatzis. But in a room lechonimano, if it is mixed for the dogs, and the shepherds don't partake of it, so then, it's not the kind of mitzvah of Baratech HaMatzis. Now the Rambam mentions, and that's a very strange Rambam, the Rambam mentions that the reason as to why if the rain don't partake of it, so it's not the kind of mitzvah of Matzah, because it's not Mishumeras Lishimatzis mitzvah. I mean, if you made it for the dogs, for the clothing, so it's not Mishumeras Lishimatzis mitzvah. Now, but all the other Rishonim explain it differently, because the Mishnah says not only that the shepherds don't partake of it, so you cannot be behind the mitzvah of the Baratech HaMatzis. It's not Chale the Chale either. Chale has nothing to do with Shimo, Mishnah Matzis mitzvah. So the reason is because he doesn't have the Shem Lecha. This is how the Rash and the Rosh, and all the Rishonim explain this Mishnah, not like the Rambam. The Rambam is very strange. The Rambam is very strange. The Rambam bases it upon the fact that it's not Mishumar Shemats. So he says the Rambam, Kachin Divrei HaRambam, Aval Mishim Natan, Yad Rishayim, explain it Mishum Shemikor Lechem, Kol Zman Sheinorim, Eichulim Imeno. In other words, but there are certain afternoons. According to the Rambam, is also made it that if, let's say, a certain Isa is mixed exclusively for the dogs, for the clothing, and the shepherds don't partake of it, why don't they partake of it? So it's not because of snobbishness, because it's not fit for human consumption. It's only fit, it was mixed in such a way that it's only fit for clothing. It's not fit for human consumption. So maybe it doesn't have Isham Lachan. It doesn't have Isham Lachan. In other words, let's say, suppose he made the Isha exclusively out of van. Out of van. And nothing but a van is in that Isha. So maybe the shepherds will not eat of it. It's not fit for the shepherds. Then it doesn't have Isham Lachan. And of course it's not high the Halleluja. But suppose it is not made exclusively out of bread. It is made of flour, I mean like whole wheat flour. But with the bread, but his intention was to give it to the clothing, to the kid clothing. But it is fit for animal consumption too. So then the Rambam mentions, so if Tereim are not Eichel Mimeno, Tereim are not Eichel Mimeno, even though it's fit for human consumption, but since his machshava was that it should be exclusive for the clothing, so maybe it's not Mishumeres or Shemati. But the Rambam is made if it is the rain are not Eichel Mimeno, not because the rain don't want to eat from it, but because it's not fit for the rain. So then we don't have to have recourse to a Mishumeres. Then it doesn't have Isham Lachem, and his potter of Chale also. But the Rambam mentions another time, regarding Matzah Mitzvah, even when it is fit for human consumption. But if it was intended exclusively for the clothing, and the rain don't partake of it, even though it's fit for human consumption, so Isham Lachem it has, but Matzah Mitzvah it's not royal because it's not Mishumeres, and Shem Matzah Mitzvah. Like Bizman Hazeh, the Yoda Yimochlad, Hilkach, Koyi Chlite Asa. We didn't even know it was Mutah to make Chlite in flour. What does Chlite mean? Chlite gets based upon a chemical phenomenon. In other words, if let's say you take flour and you put the flour in boiling water, not warm water, not hot water, ordinarily hot water, just boiling water for a minute or 2 minutes. So then it harnesses the flour so that the flour will never be able to ferment anymore. It will never be, in other words, chlite bereitzchim, the dumping of the flour in boiling water, so has the effect of preventing fermentation. So we didn't even know it was mutah, we didn't even know. We didn't even know it was mutah. But the gilin I had made in, I mean, the first gilin. So I said chlit under all circumstances, yeah? Because it all depends how boiling it is. Sometimes you're not with something, whether it is really boiling or it's not really boiling, and whether it doesn't have to be in the boiling water for a long time. But maybe in order to prevent fermentation, it has to be there for a few moments. So because of that, the gaining seems we are not pure. And even if some people are pure, but many people are not pure, so the gaining answer it. I mean, this is a kind of village. Kipnis was answered by in the later generations, let's say, I mean, probably in the 14th century, in the 14th century. But Chlite was Nessa by the the first day, maybe even by the last door of the Rabbanus Roy, and Kikuyas are not all Jews, except that these are Kikuyas. Sephardic Jews didn't accept. The Chlute is universally accepted. Chlute was. Now, of course, so this is what the Memchada says. Leke bizmanazeh, yoda limechle. Hilkach, kol min chlute osa. Sometimes, when there is an extreme hardship situation, when there is a baby who is sick and must have certain kind of intensity, must have it. It's indispensable for the health of the baby, so some pesky are matter to make chlute of the flower because of the emergency situation. But like this, only in extreme hardship situation, not an ordinary hardship situation. Then you have a major reversal in the matzah, then you have a major reversal in the matzah gzuo. A medvar amurim, bishe gozo matzah, aber im gozo chitim in kemach, viyosi matzah, yeitzibo, she kone bishinu, vidomu levadu chayevle, ulmi em broche, ayin, vikamon rish simen tof reish, Mentes. Now, so one can have in the kind of mitzvah of the Arab Fichon Matzins with the Matzins. Now, there are two reasons I mentioned. One reason is because there is a special Yalfuse from Chale. Because Lechem Lechem, by Matzins mitzvah, the Torah says, is in Lechem and by Chale, it says, Lechem. So in other words, and by Chale, so if the Issa is not Shalei, if the Issa is not Shalei, so then it's not Chale the Chale. Of course, if somebody bows then to return later, so then it is Chale the Chale. Because when you bow a bell, you don't intend to obligate yourself to return the same though, but it's like borrowing money. So he gives you one set of coins, and then you return 30 days later another set of coins. So in the borrow there, so it's halvei, it's not chalei. But if, so it is chalei, so it's chalei the chalei. But if it is show, then, and you have to return the thing in species, so then it's proper of chalei. So by matzah too. So in other words, in matzah shura, if you have to return the same matzah in species, so then you cannot be in the mitzvah of matzah, because it has to be shalei. In other words, because of lechem lechem. And another time that is mentioned is because the general deal of mitzvah avodah and mitzvah avodah. So in melech, you cannot be in the mitzvah of matzah. But suppose he does a chitim a kemach, and the osin matzo, and then he made it into matzo, so he's kene. The shino, you can shino because it's a new thing. So he made it into shalei, and the din of mitzvah avera doesn't apply either, because mitzvah avera doesn't mean that if a person is able to be kind of mitzvah as a result of a certain avera he committed. Only when the chepce of the mitzvah, the subject matter of the mitzvah, bears the shem levi of avera. In other words, if somebody gathers a matzah, or somebody gathers an esrik, so the esrik is an esrik agogo. The matzah is a matzah, so he tells the shem levi, as long as he didn't acquire title in it. But the moment he acquires title, even though it originated in Abele, so the Gavre has a sin, but the Chepse does not have a Shem Levi of Abele. So Mele, the dean of Mitzvah Abom Abele, doesn't apply. Top Menhei. Maxim and Captain Harry deals with Mount Shalom. Now, this is based upon a Gemara in Sofim, Daphne Bailey's agreement of Kosha, Mamash at the very end of Kosha. So, Gemara tells an interesting story. The Brash had Masne be Papunye. Papunye is the name of the town in Gera. So, Rav Masne declared in Droshe that when you mix, you make the dough of matzah for Pesach, so you have to do it to Torah Oro B'mayim Shalem. What he meant by Mayim Shalem was Mayim that stayed overnight. In other words, because when the Mayim, when the water is drawn from the Mayim, so it's a little bit warm. So Mimele has to stay, it has to be drawn before Shkia from the Mayim, and then allow it to stay in a cool place overnight, so it will cool off. That's what he meant by Mayim Shalom. But the people who heard it also, they heard he said Mayim Shalom, so he thought, he said, the delicia of matzahs has to be made after in our water. Editorial we are, that means at Masnes night. So the next day, so all the inhabitants of the town of Papunye came to Rav Masne's home, all with their pails and their bowls to fill up with water from Rav Masne. They assumed that Shalom means our water. But Rav Masne told them, no, Shalom doesn't mean our water, but Shalom means the water that slept over, that stayed overnight. Now, what's the reason? So it seems that there is a special component. In other words, we have to do it even when the water happens to be extremely cold. So we still have to do it. It has to stay overnight. But, and what is the time for the takonah? So according to Rashi, the time for the takonah is because the chamor is ma'aleches b'yein b'shikuli rakia samach l'oretz, so m'mele the water and the mayonnaise become warmed up from the chamor. So m'mele he has to draw the water from the mayonnaise and he has to let it stay overnight in a cool place, so to cool off. And that's the pshat by Rashi and no pushing. But the Rezama meets the Baal Yerim, so he explains it differently, that this is based upon the fact that Gemara says in Pesachim, further in Pesachim, that Chachmu and Yisraelim say that the Chamu is Malachas, So on the contrary, so at night the water in the mayonnaise or in the nahoris is relatively warm, is over warm. So according to Rav Levin and Meitz, it should follow. Of course we don't do it because most Rishonim don't explain it like Rav Levin and Meitz. They explain it like Rashi. But according to Rezama Meitz, if one were to draw water, let's say in the daytime, so in the daytime on the contrary, the water in the Mayim, the mayonnaise, is cold. Some mele, it is best, it would be alright if you draw water just to your time after the water in the Mayim, the Nor, has cooled off in the course of the whole day, because in the daytime it's cold, and then use it immediately without letting it stay overnight. Use the water immediately in mixing the dough and in baking matches. But usually one doesn't bake at night, he bakes in the day. So that's why we say Shalom. But if he wanted, if the person wanted to draw the water still time, after the water has been in the mayam, in a cold state, for 12 hours, and then use the water immediately at night, for mixing we can do so, according to Rabbanan. So that's why, but it's a special takone. Whatever the reason is, it's a special takone, and even when we know that the water is extremely, extremely cold, still there is a special aloha that he has to use water that's stayed overnight. In Rashi, Arab Mayim Shalom, Bein Shehein Meidoyes Omayoles, Bein Shehein Meidoyes Meorets, just before Shkia, we should draw the water. Ol bin Ashmoshes. Bein Roshim Behem, Achiyabe Harayla Kula. In other words, we cannot rely on the Yerim Shit. Yerim Nishav Yomachad Yomim Harbe. So, in other words, you can draw water, let's say, on Sunday before Shkia, and use that water for the mixing of the matzah dough, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and so on. Yom Hazman Chan, if it's warm, Yom Yichon Bimati, in Isaiah, so then it's cold, Shulka, Yom Hazman Kar, if it's cold, on the contrary. In the market, in the cellar, it's warmer, so Yom Yichon Ba'Avia, Ki Amarti Fulchan. Yitzorech La'ashti Merachnisam Yibayis, Kedem Sheyizrach HaShemesh, Va'afiru Diyen Amuna. Diyen Le'yachnisam, in other words, he should not let it stay outdoors after sunrise, because it might be warmed up by the sun, if he lets, let's say, the barrel of water stay outdoors. Yim lein chlisam v'ashkome, yim leom v'kol kach ha-shulchanu, suppose he lets it stay outdoors, and didn't bring the din early in the morning before sunrise, but if he knows that he didn't stand outdoors, the barrel of water didn't stand outdoors, for such a long time to be warmed up, in a mazik, so it doesn't matter. The Yisa Teiv La'amidam Tachas Atikho. So, it's better to move it under the ceiling. Shema Yishkach La'achnisam Bashkom. In other words, even though Mikra Divina, it's all right to let it stay at night time, outdoors, as long as it brings it inside before sunrise. But you might forget. So in Melilla, the best thing is to let it stay indoors, to make it stay indoors the whole night. The Ukshamei Hamayim Tachas Avro Achia Yish Lechaseisam. When he does bring it outdoors, then it has to be covered. Kishechol Pesach Berachot Bishabes Yish Lishit Hamayim Eyad Yud Gimel, the Haimah B'Leirat. I mean, this is the Nisikilim point out. This is reference to the old days when it was customary to bake matches Pesach night, the same night. Of course, today it's not done. So, Meleirat, if the first night was Mitzvah Shabbos, Pesach was Berachot B'Shabbos, so then we had to draw the water Thursday night. יש לי שפעמיים אלה לדיון תהיינו בלי הית לחתחילה יש לי שבן הנורס ולא מן הבלרס so because the bears are warmer than the noise אבל כשהנורס בלרס יאפשר השלגים וקשמים תהיו יסי אלי שבן מן הבלרס So then the water is warmer, and on the contrary, in the bayeries, they are colder. So then it's better to
to draw the water from the barrels. Now, here by now the Amor mentioned something which on the surface sounds very strange, and has to show them like a superstition, but there is no superstition in the Amor and the Rishonim. The only Rishpech Mayim Shalomu Mikeach Mes Eit Kufra Hanifas. In other words, there were many Jews years ago who were zonia not to use water if the water was in the bayis where a tragedy occurred. And then, not to use water, not to drink water in the time of the Tkufa. That's the time of the Tkufa, but the seasonal points. In other words, you have four seasonal points, the Tkufas. You have Tkufas Nisan, that's the vernal equinox, and you have the Tkufas Tishrei, that's the autumnal equinox, and then you have the Tkufas Tamus, the summer solstice, and you have the Tkufas Teves, the winter solstice. These are the four points that mark the beginning of spring, summer, autumn, winter. So there was a custom prevailing in many Jewish communities, not to drink water on these days. That means on March 21st, on June 21st, on September 21st, and on January 21st. These are the seasonal points. Now, how can that be done? It should involve, besides superficially appearing to be based upon superstition, so it should involve a misahomo. There is a love of lesinachshu. In other words, there is a love of lesinachshu. Lesinachshu, the Tereskeanim says, and Tzignor and Sanhedrin, implies that if a person, if Yarambam Paskins, let's say if somebody goes out in the morning to work, and then he sees a black cat passing by near the house, and then he says, oh, I saw a black cat, that's an unfavorable omen, I'm not going to work. So he's either allowed the ice. He's either allowed the ice, not just the question of superstition. He's either allowed the ice at Lesnach. And Lesnach, כדי ששני שאירים יום זה יופר למלוכה יום זה אין יופר למלוכה. In other words, there is superstition prevailing among many Americans, Gentiles and Jews. 13th is an unlucky day, unlucky number, unlucky day. So suppose somebody tells the other one, listen, let's start a certain project on the 13th of March. And he says, no, 13th of March, it's an unlucky day. We can't start on the 13th of March. So he will start the 14th of March. So then he's either allowed the Isaac of this animal. So how can any Jew refrain from doing something because a mess occurred, a tragedy occurred? So that's an unfavorable omen, should involve this in action, and not to drink water, not to use water on the seasonal point days, such as involve a misa of Rishayim. Now here the Ramos says that only we speak Mayim Shalom to Yachmein Sitkut Anifaris. Suppose they prepared Mayim Shalom, let's say, like this year, so when Pesach is late. So they prepared Mayim Shalom, let's say, on March 21st. On March 21st. And then we realized, oh, that's the vernal equinox. It's an unlucky day. So instead out, he shouldn't do it. Why not? So because Shema Mitzvah Le'ira Bevarah. Why do we resort to Shema Mitzvah? I mean, without mitzvah, on the contrary, he's in love, if he is motivated by such superstitious ideas of Leis Eimino. So it is interesting that the Ramon in Dark Nation, in the Arabia, in Simon Kuf Zion, and the Ramon in Shochanoch also mentions that Yesh Neyagin, it's in Abudram, in Arira, Yesh Neyagin, that in the days of the Tkufe, and the seasonal corn days, so we shouldn't drink water. We shouldn't have, because it's not good to drink water. I mean, maybe of the music. So he mentioned that, but in Dark Nation, there are more. In your day, Simon Zion mentions a tshuva, a very remarkable tshuva, that Anshi Kiryan, that's in North Africa, inquired from Rabbi Goyer. There are many Jews in their place who refrain from drinking water on the Yom HaTkuf. So there's a terrible basis. So Rabbi Goyer said, that's Nichus Baomer and he has no basis whatsoever. But he doesn't say that it's Osa. Then Devin Ezra says that Kelimachash B'Yakov it's Osa to do such things. And he mentions, and then the Dark Nation quotes from the Devin Ezra, that the Devin Ezra says that Abhai Goyen, I mean, talk disparagingly about this minhag. He said there's no basis and we shouldn't care for it. But he didn't say it's osa. The Nezah says it's osa because it's nichush. But then he said, some gaining were misaknet. That's what he says. Not because, as we show them, they were motivated by superstitious ideas. There are certain days which are lucky, which there's certain days which are not lucky, Levinachat B'Yakov, I mean, Tom Mithimai Shemel Kehov. So, I mean, one should not have any regard for such superstitious ideas. It's not for Jews. So, but, some gaining were misaking that practice. Why? Because the seasonal days, so mark the beginning of its Kufr, the new Kufr, spring, summer, autumn, winter, so they wanted to inject Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim and Bitochen the Rebbeinu Shalom. So they were misaking that on these days they should be more overtaken with trepidation in order that they, at the beginning of every season, they should be mechazed themselves in Bitochen Hashem and in Yerushalayim, they should know, they should realize that without Yaitav Ishmael, a person is always insecure. Always insecure. So on the beginning of every Tkufe, beginning of spring, beginning of summer, beginning of autumn, beginning of winter, so they should hesitate to drink water. So then that will instill in them the feeling that without Yaakov Ishmael, man is insecure. Man is insecure. So Menela, that will be conducive to their happiness. I mean, if that concept had motivated the American people, for them the tragedy that took place in the space shuttle would not have taken place. So because in other words, so not Chas V'Sholem that some Goyim, Chachmei Yisrael, had a regard for such superstitious ideas. But since Tkufa is marks, the Yom HaTkufa marks the beginning of the new period in the year, the beginning of spring, the beginning of summer, the beginning, so he has to be a Chazik himself, that he should know that is not the Kirchi Beitim Yavi, but you have to have Tiyatim Ishmael in everything. Otherwise, he is exposed to the risks of the elements, the elements of nature entail. That's the reason for not drinking water in the womb of Kofi, and the star as not using water in which it was kept in the house in which the tragedy occurred. So that might be based upon reason and need, because of possibility of germs and all kinds of things. So it's not Chas V'Shalom based upon superstition, it's based upon good reasons. But when in regard to matzah, to regard to matzah, since Shema Mitzvah is Loyei Daro, so it doesn't have to have regard to that. That's what he says. ואין לי שפיך מים שלנו מכי הכנס ותקוט הניפרס. ומקום מוקים תיבי חתכלו להוסים בהם ברזר. I mean, that's the purpose of the ברזר, I don't know. גם עושו אישית מים על די אין היהודי ולמטי של מצפה. ואף אין שור מצפיס, ישת ישראל, ישת ישראל. Now, there is issue to sagrim, but the Shekhinah doesn't mention it. Not even the need to be skilled, I don't think. But the beginning, men didn't say that the whole Takon of Mayim Shalanu applies only to Matzah Mitzvah. But it doesn't apply to Matzahs that you eat the other days of Pesach. But we don't pass by it. And the Ramo says that when we are shaved the Mayim, so we shouldn't be shaved the Mayim for Matzah Mitzvah to El Nochri, because Lechatchila, the drawing of the water hot also has to be Rishon Matzah Mitzvah. That's why it is customary when we draw the water, the man we say Rishon Matzah Mitzvah. But if Rishon Matzah is, the proper thing is Yishad Yisrael. Mepshah, why? Rishon Matzah doesn't have to be Rishon Matzah, but because if he go, he shaved, maybe he will not watch it, Hometz. Crumbs shouldn't fall in, so that's why it's better that it should be drawn by Yisrael Jew. In Ephra, B'nei Adem Likri Amayim Yochodim Yomatish HaMitzvah, B'nei Adem Likach Klicharas Chadoshim. Why? Because it's Klicharas Rishon in Amos, so it's not consistent with Hida Mitzvah to use something for a Mitzvah that is Mos. V'ein Rishon is Aminet. אבל בשלט אין להפק. שקיע פעם, and let it stay overnight, because the water that is drawn from the Mayan becomes warmed up by the sun. So it's a little warm. So in the middle, we have to let it stay overnight to cool off. But that's the reason as to why the Chachamim are misaki. But it's a takonah. So even if we see the water, sometimes the water we see is very, very cold. It's freezing cold. We still have to let it stay overnight because that's a special takonah. So, you see, Dave, the Mechada says, that's a shit is arrived. יש אומרים שמים המכונסים בסיסטרנה מוטלויש בין סמוך לשבושם. A סיסטרנה is called in English a sister, the same word, sister. That's like a bay that is constructed in the ground and it's cemented. So the idea she tell you is that in as much as it is built in and it's cemented, and it's covered, so it's protected against the heat of the sun. So in Leila, we don't have, if we draw water from the cistern, so we don't have to let it stay overnight, because it's cold already. But most Rishonim Achel, why? It's not that they Achel can see us. They hold it's a special, I mean the island also agrees. But the Rebbe holds that it's a special takana. But the Rebbe holds it doesn't apply to a sister, because there it is protected against the sun. But the other Rishonim say, no, it's a special takana, and regardless of the temperature, whether it's warm or cold, even if it's freezing cold, we still have to let it stay overnight,
because it's a special tachana. Bringing hokeh b'davor in lei b'shasat chak. So then we can rely on the right sheet. Any loyish imayim chamei afir yel mischamim waya b'chamim. One tachana is that we have to let the water stay overnight, even if it's not warm. But suppose the water did stay overnight, but it's still warm, then we are not allowed to use it in mixing the dough because it's mimar hachmitz. Like there is a sheer meal. But if the water is relatively warm, then it can be mimar hachmitz. So in Lelish, mimar hachmitz, after when it's hachmitz, even if it was warmed up, dealt by the sun, so you cannot. Water, it wasn't on fire while the water was there, but that big kettle is usually on fire. So even when it's off the fire, it still retains its heat. So no matter any water that was stored in that kettle, which is always on fire, even when it's not on fire, it still retains its warmth, so the water that was taken out from that big kettle cannot be used. We did gather the rain shen cheshoshtei over the Torah and the Kimmerish v'mayim shebisayichai pishchit. So the water is lukewarm, so it shouldn't be used. Afilu kishenerish tachto, the mud of the rosh. Now suppose the chatzchila is not allowed to mix the matzah dough in mayim shalei lamel or in warm water. Suppose it did, but is it mutar ha'osa? So he says, mud of the rosh, bein b'ir, bein mayim shalei lamel osa. So, if the Rebbe, it's also. Because that's also the Takonish Chachamim, that if the Rebbe, it should be as a knaf. The Yesh, Chinkin, and Matirin. So, Rasamu say that it's Mutha the Rebbe. The Rosh, the Mayim, Shalom. The Yesh, the Mayim, the Shaved Mutha. If it is the Shaved, so then the Rebbe is Mutha. But the Lazy, so the class is that if the Rebbe, it should be as a. ובשעת חק יש ריס מחליהם, ובשדה התגורבת עצמותה, אם יפצנת המים שלנו. ואפיר ולא יתחק, ברמור סייס, אם יפצנת השעת חק, יש להתיר למובע בשדה ולוש במים שלהם. מים שלהם לנו שנדבק לו חד בטרי, במים שלנו, לא שימן. Suppose there is a tarubes, did you heard, let's say, one sample of mayim shalei lamu, and therein it was mixed with water that was lamu. So it's better to have. We don't even require shishi. It's better to have been as much as this is there. Some mayim don't require shishi, and it's better to have. And many poskim say in the Hayodan, the Rabbe, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch, they passed me that even the Chatzchila we are allowed to be married. Like this, there is a general Nisa in the battle of Nisa Chatzchila that in regard to Mayim Shalomu, that Nisa doesn't apply. But feeling, we are doing Shalomitei Mela B'Matzo. Shalomitei Mela B'Matzo. In other words, it is customary not to put me into Matzo salt. Do not have a devil. But here with the Rebbe, Yesh Lehasim. And even the Rebbe, so it's also. Now, why can't we put in matzah in the Yisrael of matzah? So there are two reasons. One reason is because the Melach has the tendency to be Mechamel, Isosa. Another reason that some post-dimension is that Melech
might have the dim like my prayers, even though it's not prayers, it's a mirror, but it might have the dim like my prayers, and we cannot mix the matzah dough in mine and my prayers together, because then, again, it's my malachut. So these are the two reasons. At one time, about 100 years ago, there was a professor, Chaim Zelig Slominski, who was considered a big scientist, a big astronomer, and he was an observing Jew, but he was a master. So he once wrote an article in the Apelles, he wrote an article, Sura Apelles, he wrote an article, and he said that according to science, so this has no basis. This is the basis, and not only it has no basis according to chemistry, but it has no basis in Shas. And I mean that was a chumrah that was adopted by the late apostles. Of course it was a chutzpah on his part to make such a statement. So then one of the great there that was about 100 years ago, Alexander Major Apinus, he was robbing Rasev. That's the city where many years later my father's a family boy had been there. So Alexander Major Apinus was very knowledgeable in science too. He knew very well the chemistry of those days. It was not as developed as chemistry is today 100 years ago. So he first he pointed out that according to science too, I mean salt has the tendency to be Muhammad. Every mineral has the tendency to be Muhammad. And he mentioned facts, and then he said there is a raya from the Gemara that salt cannot be used in matzah, because the Gemara and the Mechers in Yipni, in Seter, calls a parchment that was not salted matzah. That's the name. In other words, a parchment that is not salted is called matzah. Why is a parchment that is not salted called matzah? The name Eliyah. So that's called matzah, parchment, and which you write. The answer is because, so we see from this Gemara that if you use salt, it cannot be used on Pesach. And in order to be used on Pesach, to have the main matzah, it should not be salt. Rosh HaMatzah, the Ketach, the Shumshir, is the Tzkimah. No, so the shumshim in poppy seeds, if you put in kimmel and poppy seeds with a new tablet into the matzah, it's kshir. So it is kosher. So kibbutz shalish b'tal matzah. So as long as it has b'tal matzah, so the meal it is kshir. Now there is a machlekes apostle. Some say, I mean everybody agrees, that even Gerov consists of the prophecies. So still, it is Kshiro, and it can be Mikhail, because I is matter, as long as there is enough of the Yisa, so of the Chitim, to give the Tam Chitim. There is a Machlekes Apostim. Some say, only the Tavuga says, Kazayis will be Achilas Pras. In other words, if in every unit of the Tavuvas, of four Beitzim, of three Beitzim, so there is a Chotzi Beitza of the Yisa, of the Chitim. But if there isn't Kazayis will be Achilas Pras, I mean the ratio of one, let's say, to six or one to eight, depending upon the Machlokes, where the Pras is, four Beitzim or three Beitzim, then it's not easy. And some Paskim say that as long as it has Tam Matzah, so because of Tam Kiyikia, it has Yilad Matzah, even if it's not in the ratio of 1 to 8 or 1 to 6. Shemish Betam Matzah. Mikomo can in a liquid, but put in Tavlin, that you cannot. Because Tavlin has a tendency to be Mechamim, if you had a Mechamim Yisa. With pure pain, pepper, after the other basha, because it has a tendency to warm up the miso very substantially.
die Natur wird besser. Die können noch ein Besieg fester, so get also as a tendency, walnut, substantial.
In Russian, the Pesach is of Bela Mishio Chal. She is in the middle of Beitzin, the famous Beitz of Bela Mishio Chal, who is of the Tzimor and Tzochen Tachon Ches, member of the Rav. Rav says that the Chathchire, when you make a mix of the Matzah Bela, so the matzah ball should not be larger than the shear that is chayv b'chal. In other words, when you knead, when you make a ball, so then you have to be mafresh chal. So it has to be chamisha ribay kemach, chamisha ribay cup of kemach. So that is turned out to be 33 beitzim, the size of 33 beitzim and 1/5 of a beitzah. So if the dough has that size, that value of chamisha ribay kemach cup, so then it's chayv b'chal. If it's less than that, so then it's not chayv b'chal. It's not chayv b'chal. So when you make a mix, a matzah mix for Pesach, so you have to make sure that while you are engaged in the act of kneading, of mixing, so rolling, so you activate the whole dough. Now, so the Chachamim determined that if it's larger than Chamisha Ribay Kenach, so then it is difficult to activate every part of the dough. And the Chathchila, you're not allowed to let the dough lie idle even for 1 minute. I mean, like this, the other is only the sheer meal. But the Chathchila, we should not allow the dough to remain in a state of inactivation, idle, even for his man-mute. So if it is not larger than the Gimel Beis in the Chemesh, then the hands of a person, of one person, can activate the whole dough. But if it's larger than that, so certain parts of the dough will be without any activation. And that the Chathchila should not be done. So unless that, of course, that only applies to when it's done by hands. If it's done by machines, so then the machine can activate, I mean, a gigantic bell just as well. But when it's done by human hands and no machine is involved, so then if the bell is very large, so then part of the bell will not be in a state of activation. And the Chathchila should not be done. In Russian, the Pesach, Isab Gela Mishio Chale, Shihim and Gimel Beitzim, the famous Beitza, Ben, Yuri Sar, Bechel Yishaya Isa, how do you determine it? By the principle of displacement, that's called in physics the Archimedes principle. So that's the way to Mishaya. Yishaya Isa Yimalei Kli Mayim, Vimara Hamayim Mimena Likli Achera, והכן ייתן כוף, והכן ייתן מנגין הביצים, ויעזר בי, המים שיהיה ממנו, והמים שיהיו שרו, ייתן בכלי אחר, והכלי אמר זה כיסם, הוא עמיד על מלאי שם כמח, by displacement, ועמיד על מחוקו, ולא קדושו, וישיורו מכמח, חית המצריס, so we have a certain kind of size, תקר דרם מצרים בקיוב ולא יתרק הכמר במידו ואם כן לא יולש יופי ותאי ואימא בשס ניסים החקרה
הקמח, הקמח.
למידה שאיסם רישי מצווה. In other words, the minhag is in all the acts involved in the mixing, even in the measuring, even the measuring, even the putting in of the kemach, lemida that in the rishon matzas mitzvah. In other words, if that is baked for to be used Pesach night, so we should say rishon matzas mitzvah. In Yosh Yosha Mishia Zeh Muta Bedeevet. But even though the Chathchile, he should not mix a dough larger than the shear that is Chayiv Dechale, when Gimel Beitz in the Chemish Beitzo, so it's only Chathchile, because the Chathchile will not allow it to let the dough stay in a state of inactivation, even for his mamut, but the other, as long as it didn't stay idle for sheer meal, so it's muta. After Pishel made in Kemach B'yontef Lelish, in other words, there is a Nisa, the Rabbanon, a Shvus, not to make any Medide, and Yontef. So Lelish is, so B'yontef Shal Pesach, Shem Loshim, Isav, Bilam, Isavayim, Mutalindi. But, and then the Shal Pesach, when we're not allowed to make Nisav larger than the Gimel Beitz in the Chemish Beitz, so Menele is Mutalindi. The Yeish Eisrim, El Yika Ben Radas. And some say that even on the Pesach, so we should not measure it. But, he should approximate with his mind that it's approximately in the Gimel Beitz in the Chemish Beitz. To the Yarda with Gimel Zayin. Because you can only gather in the Gimel and Yisrael Shalei Ha'ab is Gemish with Shash Chemitz in the previous sermon so the Nechada discussed the number of Rav in the Sochim that Memches that when you make a mix of the matzah dough, so then by hand, so then you should not make the mix too large, because if you make it too large, so it's impossible that the whole mix, the whole dough, should be subjected to activation. So in other, one should not make a dough bigger than the shiur chale, more than chamisho ribei kaf kemach, which is more than 33 1/5 beitzim. So mpnei shetzorech l'dagdag l'shiur yiso shelo l'arbez bo mishum kshash chinuch. So there is halacha that you shouldn't make the dough too large. Mutef sheyimayim bo. So it's better to make the dough smaller. Lochem tein eikale v'niseis yachad b'shas afroshes chalo sheyish kol ze bozu v'shem ha'yish b'hem shalohoye bo b'shir. In other words, inasmuch as he is nechuyer to make smaller doughs, so sometimes it's possible that a particular dough does not have even 33 1/5 beitzim. He's not supposed to have more than 33 1/5 beitzim. So many times it won't even have that. So then it's not chayav dechale. So what should he do? So he should be carrying the drink together, the doughs, so that each dough touches the other. So then there will be mitzure to mechayev mechale, and then there is another purpose to be achieved. Because when we make a dough of matzahs, then the chatchile, the proper thing is not to let it stay idle even for one moment. So,
take of challah from each small girl, you have to spend a moment taking of the challah. But if, let's say, one person makes one dough, and then another person, like the Mishnah of Shalosh Nashim, another person makes another dough, and while the second person mixes the other dough, so the first person is already engaged in being erech the first dough, and then a third person is mixing the dough, and then when you bring them together, you put them on the table so that they touch each other, so he'll be able with one act of afroshe patter all the doughs, so he'll reduce the time that is involved in taking off a piece of challah. The shema means when shall he have the shiur? Do we have shall have his challah daily in so? Because of that, because when you have to take off challah, so you spend an extra moment in taking off the challah. Yafrisemo acha afir miyad. So then he should think of the challah after it's baked. So she yitin kol amatzis bisal v'yasal mitzal from the challah v'zeo haderech halinsem ochel. So in other words, so he can take off challah after it is baked. Dinim hoya b'shiur challah, the Sod Mechaba mentioned that when he takes off challah after the matzahs are baked, so then he has to put them in one basket. So the Ramon says, when is it necessary to make it in one basket? If at the very outset each dough did not have the shiur challah, let's say each dough didn't have 33 1/5 basi, so it was not chayv challah. As so, they have to be mitzuref to be chayv challah after they are baked. So in order to be mitzuref and become mechuyev challah, when at the time of the mix they were not chayv challah as yet, it's necessary to have recourse to tzir itself. But suppose each dough was a gigantic dough, was chayev with the challah, each isah, but he didn't take off challah from the dough, and he wants to take off challah from the matzahs after the matzahs are baked, then it's not necessary to have recourse to tzir sal. He doesn't have to put them in one basket or to put one big sheet over all the boxes of matzah, because then as long as all of them are in the same room before him, so it's minamukev, so he can take off challah. In other words, it's necessary to have recourse to tzirut sal if at the time of the rishe there was not chayav challah, and it has to become mechuyav challah now, so you have to resort to tzirut sal. But if it was chayav challah at the time of the rishe, but he didn't take off the challah, so all he has to do is to have them with him in the same place, so that it will be namukev. Bimhoya ben shiur challah, bishochach lahafchis, yafchis, ahakim, batum tzirut sal el tzorch, bimlokach mimikzas oises, umimikzas roilokach, bimisarvo, tzorch likach challah mikolechot lechot. But suppose, from one day, he took off challah, and from another dough he didn't take off challah, then he cannot, when it's baked, take off challah from any box of matzahs at random. Because if he takes off a piece of challah at random from a box of matzah, maybe that happens to be a box of matzah that from which challah was taken off at the time of the mixing. So it's bin naptur al-achiv, and naptur al-achiv, he cannot be misakin The other days, from which Halle, from which he didn't think of Halle. So then, if from some days he took off Halle the time of the mixing, and from some he didn't, then it is necessary for him to take off Halle from each box separately. Din lokach and mixes and mixes and mixes and lokach, din sabu, so it make a Halle and kolech and rachot, and yoresh is a heres, the or, there's another answer, if he makes a share, and then that is certainly mechuyev Halle. And to have in mind that from this new Issa, so it should be Halle on all the Issas that he admitted he failed to take off Halle at the time of the mixing. Or Yerush is Achares, v'yikach mona gamkim aleisen shom yisav. V'yimaki amatza achash chayeves b'chale, meitra mimona ala Achares. But if he recognizes that one box of matzah is from a dough from which he omitted to take off Halle, then he can take off a piece of matzah from that box of matzahs and have mind to patter all the nieces, all the doughs from which he didn't take off Halle at the time of the mixing. Halosh isa b'yontek shel Pesach, if somebody, you know, in the time of Chazal, in the time of Drishim, and even the time of the Mechada, it was customary to bake matches on Pesach itself. Of course, now we don't do it, and we cannot do it, because on Pesach, so in Masha Asas, and who is in the Madrega today to be sure that there isn't even a mashu at chometz, I mean that's an impossibility. Those who say so they're just, you know, try. That's just wishful thinking. But today people are not in the madrege to be sure that there isn't a mashu at chometz. But before Pesach, so we pass in that it's both in the shishim, but on Pesach itself, today we cannot do it. But in their days, they were on the Madrege, and they constantly baked matzah on Pesach itself. Halosh iso b'yontef shel Pesach, if somebody makes a mix of matzah dough on Pesach, le'yikho shei l'chale achiti ote. So he should not be Kerei Hashem until after it is baked. He's not allowed to be Kerei Hashem while it's in a state of dough. Because suppose he is Kerei Hashem. He takes off a piece of dough and he says, this is Halle on the whole dough. So it's Halle is Truma. And it's Osea. Today, so all that everybody is coming. So who will be able to eat it? Some male, he cannot bake it because on Yom Tov you're not allowed to bake except the Tzeir HaLechonefesh. So what kind of Tzeir HaLechonefesh is it? Whose Tzeir is it? He'll give it to a Kohen after it's baked. The Kohen is a Tomei. He's not allowed to eat it. Chale is truma. So even chalas chutz l'aretz is asur to izar or to a kain tamei. So meile he can. So he's not allowed to bake it. He'll be either a misam loche. It's not tzirchich nefesh. So we'll have to let it stay in an unbaked state. So to after 80 minutes to become chometz, he'll be able by the holy by the matzah. So maybe if somebody bakes matzahs on Pesach, he's not allowed to be Kerei Hashem while it's still unbaked. So Yikho Shem Lechale, Achiti Ofe, Shem Yikho Hashem in Rashi Lefeiso, Vinyan. So what's the alternative? Not to bake it. So after 80 minutes, it'll become chometz. But what do we say? Let him burn it? No, he's not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. We are talking about baking it on Yom Tov itself, not Chalameh. V'nirashoi l'seif of yomtev. Din shochach v'kol Hashem, but suppose he forgot. And he was kerei Hashem not to be ruled. So yatalemel tzeinel v'nimenem l'achmit. So then he should immediately put it in cold water, so that will prevent, the chimut. Like this, after 8 minutes it becomes chometz. But if he puts it in cold water, so that will prevent the chimut. V'im yesh kelim kopim shaloiro kari, un godiru shetoba likari, mitonu lefei sachala bishvile. In other words, the Mechabra is so, so you see the Mechabra deals with Chalas Arts Yisrael. As a matter of fact, the Mechabra lived in Arts Yisrael for so many years. So when the Mechabra wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he was already living in Arts Yisrael. In that Chalas Arts Yisrael, even Bizman Hazeh, even though it's only the Rabbanon, but it has the chumres of Truma, of the Raisim, the Rabbanon. So Mele is Osea to Tmei, Bachir, all kinds of Tmei, not even in Tomei, Machmas Tumo Sheyitza Mugute, but even in Tomei Nestu, as far as Tumo Sheyitza Mugute is concerned, so there's an Eitze, he goes here, so he will be Mitaya himself, from the tumah she eats in Yigufe. Let's say if he's a Valkyrie or a woman, if she's a Nidah, so through Tfilah, she's, so he can retire himself or herself. Masha'inkin, tumah smes, we don't have a Vapor. So it's impossible to be retire ourselves. Until the Nisa Mashiach, there is no way of being retire ourselves from tumah smes. Some Mele and Chalas Arts Yisrael, even this Manazeh, which is near Rabbonon, is also a king Tomei, even a Tomei who is not Tomei, Machmas Tumo Sheyitzam Gufei, but a Tumo, he like Tumas Mes. So that's why he says there is no Eitze. But the Ramor lived in Chutzlaretz. So the Ramor has reference to Chalas Chutzlaretz. Chalas Chutzlaretz is basically distinguishable from Chalas Arts Yisrael. Even though in Arts Yisrael it's also in the Rabbanon, but on the Rabbanon level, there is a big difference in the deen. As a matter of fact, in respect to Chalas Arts Yisrael, even though it's only the Rabbanon, but with the Rabbanon, it has all the chumras and the characteristics of Trumas the Raise. There is a Nisa Tebe, but in this vis-a-vis Chalas Eretz Yisroel, Chalas Chutzlaretz, the Gemara says in Beitze, in Pheres, Eichel Beheilich V'Hakim Mafrish. So in other words, a person can keep on eating from a certain Ise, and after he has eaten from the Ise, he will move over a baked piece of the pastry, and that he'll be Kerei Hashem as half. How is he allowed to eat it? So it was devil. The answer is, the Chalas Chutzlaretz, there is no Yisatel. There is no Yisatel. It's only a mitzvah of HaFosh. Chalas Arts Yisrael, even Bizman Hazeh, some in the Rabbanon, there is a Yisatel. And if somebody eats before his mafrish, so for each mashal that he eats is either a misa or bidin tevo. But Chalas Arts Yisrael, the Chachamim did not apply the misa tevo. But they only applied the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the Rabbanon to be mafrish chale. But there is no misa tevo. So, and then there is other distinctions between Chalas Arts Yisrael, Ibn Bizman Hazeh, which is the Rabbanon, and Chalas Chutz Laretz. Because Chalas Arts Yisrael with the Rabbanon is also to be eaten by a Kein Tomei. Even if he is not Tomei Machmas Tumas, with Tumas Yitz Nigutei. It's a mess. But Chalas Chutz Laretz is only also to be opened by Kayan is Tomei Mahmastuma Ayesis Ngufe, like Valkyrie. But someone who is not a Valkyrie, just a Tomei Meres, he is allowed to eat Chalas Chuslaret. So that's why the Rambam says, Pinyishkin Kotin Shalai Holokari. So, but he's a Tomei Meres, so he are open with Mesit. Oh, Godin, Shetobalikari. So he became Torah from the Tumah Yitzim Gufay. Mutorim Lefis Achala Bishvili and Yomper, because he's allowed to eat it. He's allowed to eat it even though he's a Tumah Meres. So really it's Seher Hechonefesh. But of course, today the Yishim Rim, Sheim Achimim, Chala Bishvili, Lishum, Ke. And that, there are some who say that today we shouldn't be give chale, schutz loretz, tori kehen, even a kehen who was stable carrier in the Torah, or a kehen kopi, shall a whole carry. Why is there such a paper? Because we don't have kehen in Yochosi. So no, it's not a bad idea. I mean, the Chumra will say that, not Chas V'Shalom Mikure, but the Chumra will say that we cannot consider the Kehanim of today as bad Kehanim. But Chas V'Shalom that Mikure, we should say that they are Sofi Kehanim, I mean, so we cannot say, let's say, one Pesach, but all the poskim, I mean, well, Masik, I mean, that's a sheet of Tchulok. So he, yes, at first he said that he wanted to be Matia, I mean, but it's a sheet of Tchulok. He wanted to be Matia, a Chutzol Kiyom in a hardship situation, because Chutzol is almost a Mirabonon, and it's not about the Kiyamim, so of course he was Chizra, because all the poskim, I don't want even to mention the name of that Pesach. So all the poskim were Masikan in them, then he was Chizra from it. So this whole sheet is of a shame that today's Kiyamim are not Kiyamim Vadai, so it's only Lechumre we have to say, maybe they're not Vadai Kiyamim. But Chas V'Shalom Likure that we should say that they are not Vadai Kiyamim. So Lechumre we have to consider the Kiyamim of today like Vadai Kiyamim. Because because there is a chosha lechumre, maybe is not a kere. Yishimrim, the yuter knowledge poches mechishir to the lifter atzmei minachal. In other words, that it's yuter beyond the shel Pesach like this, it's also to deliberately make a small mix of less than Mendil Beitzim, the Chimish Beitzo, in order to be potter from the holiday, because that means he's trying to avoid the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. But on Pesach, because of the problems that might arise, so some say that it's all right to make deliberately a small door in order that the door should not become the Chuyah Mechal.